Yin Yin, we need you. I can't answer his question. I need your help.
Okay. No, I need to help Amy answer a question. But I will tell her that you. She called to grovel, and okay.
Because of the effect of
what
this
happened?
Virus and lots of things going online. And publishing now is like hard to sell, and like not, like all the other fairs are cancelled actually.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
sorry.
Yeah, it was really sad.
But I think
maybe
I don't know.
Getting online.
But I mean,
really
people just order books online still, and they are
even after the video that they want.
Yeah, it's possible. But it's international shipping is quite expensive, right?
Yeah, our shipping is quite expensive.
Yeah, in Netherlands, so expensive. Even
that's
the shipping, like
it's okay.
Any country,
fine.
At least.
It's fine.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
Yeah, but in the Netherlands, it's yeah. How can we?
Don't worry. It's fine.
Yeah,
she said it's
really
fine.
Worry
that
about
you,
the,
yeah.
The local
it's cool.
Bookshop.
It's cool.
Like
we're sitting
in Amsterdam. There's
yeah,
so
yeah.
Many bookshops.
Well, no, we're just chilling in the backyard. I guess.
Nobody
don't
can
worry.
Go buy the book.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
How will that survive? Do you think that the book online will be more popular? Like,
I don't think so. I mean, ebook has its high days and it's now
finished.
Just like whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, people still buy
it. Oh, but maybe
you
can be a part of this question.
Book.
You want to be a part of this question? This is the last question.
Oh, it's a lot
okay,
of questions.
You can open a speaker.
So, I'm going to put you on speaker.
Hi, Clara.
Speaker. Okay, do you want...
Hi, Clara, can you hear us?
Hi.
Hey.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry.
You're live. That's okay. No worries. But then you'll get the toughest questions. So
okay,
the question...
And I will... I will answer all the other ones in writing as well. So,
yeah, okay, thank you. I will send you the questions then. Okay, so this question is, how will publication be in 2030? How will publication be in 2030? How will they look like? How will they take place? And what will and will not be published? Speculative question.
It's a very open-ended, imaginative question.
Yeah.
Which I don't seem to have much of right now.
2030?
Yes.
It's not so far away.
In 10 years.
In 10 years?
Yes.
Well, I mean, maybe thinking of... I don't know if I want to make any predictions, but maybe like what I can imagine, thinking of, let's say, the work that we're doing at school,
mm-hmm.
In terms of what we've been talking about now is in this shift from like synchronous, in a synchronous and physical presence teaching to asynchronous and online platforms, I would think with regards to what we're doing in the school, that the course manual might become something that is a more expressive place
mm-hmm.
to make visible what is happening in the classroom. So maybe, I don't know if 10 years from now, but what I would imagine is how can, academically speaking, how can gray matter, so stuff that's being published only inside academic confines, how can that become more visible as a form of bypassing official institutional channels which one does not control, and how to make visible what happens on the ground in terms of education? For me, would be the course manual, and circulating this as a form of, in a way, liberating the education from its institutional confines. So that, for me, would be an interesting thing in terms of education.
Mm-hmm.
And in terms of, let's say, I'm thinking now of, like, just structures that I know and systems that I know. Like, in the Philippines now, there's a lot of pressure towards people who are speaking out against the political regime, and they're trying to pass this thing now called the anti-terror bill. Anti-terror. So basically it means that it's much easier to arrest people. So the anti-terror bill is also in connection with this thing called the cybercrime law. So it's becoming more and more easy for the government to persecute and harass and imprison people who dissent against the government. So in thinking of the Philippines, I would think that there might be a resurgence in print. Or hopefully, my hope is that there will be a resurgence of print as a safer place, and print as a more immediate way to evade surveillance. And on the other hand, I would say that more and more political campaigning is going to be done via social platforms. So I would like to see publishing in 2030 in terms of civil society make even more kind of use of the memetic format. So short form publishing within single image or memes might become a much more expressive and expansive place as well as a form of publishing, which is already happening in Brazil, in the Philippines, in many other countries, like doing political campaigning through memetic formats and using personal messaging and all of that might be an interesting place to think of periodical publications in the form of single images. And how can you cram political information and political campaigning into single images that maybe lead to larger publications? So the meme as a place to seed an idea that links you to a larger publication or a larger movement elsewhere. I think those would be the two things that I could imagine exploring within the next 10 years from both the educational and political standpoint.
Well, thank God she called.